All right. Thank you, David, for having me and giving me this opportunity to speak. And thank you, everyone, for taking the time to listen and enjoy the whole event. Actually, it's 6 a.m. in the morning in Australia. I'm in actually Toowoomba. I was in the coast at the Gold Coast a couple of days ago, but I'm now in Toowoomba. So it's a little bit dark outside, but I've got my morning cuppa, so I'm ready to go. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about me first, and then we're going to get into talking about the markets and what you can get out of my product here. Okay, so who am I? I grew up in Toowoomba, Queensland, Australia. Toowoomba is Queensland's largest inland city. It's about roughly a two-hour drive from the golden beaches of the state. It holds country charm and is known as the Garden City, with many, many parks and gardens. And actually, an annual Carnival Flowers event held in September every year. On the bottom here is the house I grew up in. And on the top is the view from Picnic Point, where many visitors go and have picnics and even weddings. There's a wonderful building up there where you can have a beautiful wedding. On the bottom left, two of the pets I grew up with, Lucy the Dachshund and Pepper the black and white cat. I actually had five animals, with three cats and two dogs when I grew up. Okay, so I did the proverbial secretarial courses when I left school, and then was sent to the outback when I was actually 19, as a Jillaroo. And in America, you call it a cowgirl, I think, or a ranch hand. My mother was always trying to push me out of my comfort zone. So apart from riding horses, mustering cattle, fencing, assisting cook feed the jackaroos, I also helped two children with their schoolwork. Windora was the name of the place I was at, and it was a one shop, one pub, two tennis court town. For fun, we watched movies that were screened against the house and played polo matches on the weekend and enjoyed barbecues. So, as you can imagine, there was no technology here, but we absolutely had really great fun. I came back to the city. And I got a job in the Toowoomba Hospital as an administration officer. And I worked in the psychiatric and alcohol and drug unit. So I really learned a lot about mental health. And I learned a lot about drugs and alcohol and the effects on the body. And I can tell you it's not good. I started studying for a Bachelor of Arts as a mature age student while working. And I did this actually, studied for the next 10 years while I was working. And ended my years of study with an MBA, a Master of Business Administration. So I have about 3 degrees. My mother introduced me to the stock market when I was in my teens, actually. Her rule was really, really simple. She said to buy shares and never, ever sell them. So never, ever sell your capital. Only use what that capital makes. So that's what I started to do. I started buying shares in my 20s. And I held my stocks through every market downturn, yes, even 08 and even 2000. And at market bottoms, I just bought more. And now what I do is I try and advise other people how to do this, how not to buy at the high and sell at the low. But you know, that's one of the biggest obstacles to successful trading, is this buy low, sell high thing. We're actually hardwired to do the exact opposite. So when the market's running up and it's at a high, we start to buy. That's the normal thing people do. And then whether it's at the low, they don't look at it. They don't look at anything. They don't look at any stocks to buy. They just run away. So what I'm trying to do is encourage people to do the opposite. And if you had someone telling you when to buy and when to sell, I mean, would that make a difference? So what happened when I learned to do this? It gave me lots of freedom. And these are the skills that no one can actually take away from you. All sorts of things are possible. A home you want, school or college for your children, a holiday, regular income, however you want to spend that extra money that you make. So with the funds I made, I learned how to make. I sent my son to a private prep boarding school in the UK. He spent 5 years there and absolutely loved it. And without the action I took, this would never have been possible. So this is the school I sent him to. It's Ludgrove, and it was in Berkshire in the UK. And it was in a little place called Wokingham. So this was his first day. On the left, he was 8 years old. And on the right is his last day. And he was 13, just about to go on to 14. Okay, these were the fees I paid. I know it's really small there, but they were £9,364.59. Okay, and I paid those three times a year, and that equates to about round about 60,000 Australian dollars a year. Okay, so why should you listen to me? I've got around about 40 years experience in the markets. I've spent more than probably 10 years working for John Thomas, the Mad Hedge Fund Trader. I have 10 years experience running my own fund, and I have a Master's of Business Administration. This is my qualification on the right here, my MBA qualification. And these were two certificates I received for getting the highest mark in these two subjects in my MBA. Okay, on the right here is my CBA installment receipts when I purchased them in 1996, and I purchased 300 lots and you part paid them. So they were $6 in total, and you did a part payment of $4.45 and you paid the rest in 1997. And on the left here, remember the 2008 crash? We can't forget that, can we? So here we had Commonwealth Bank sent me a share purchase plan offer to buy more shares after the 08 crash. And lots of companies did send me share purchase plans to buy more shares. So you could buy parcels of 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 25,000, 50,000, 100,000, et cetera, et cetera. So the offer opened on the 16th of February 2009 and closed on the 11th of March 2009. I posted my, as you can see here, I posted my check on the 10th of 3rd, 09, and I posted a check for $25,000, and I got these shares at $16. And I looked yesterday on the news, and the Commonwealth Bank was valued at $118 a share. So this is the sort of thing you do. You just wait patiently for opportunities like this and have cash on hand, and then you just go in and buy. Okay, so trading the markets, what does it involve? It involves knowledge of how to enter and exit your positions, and reading the charts, and also your psychology, how to manage your psychology, how to manage your behavior around your trading. So it's about 80% psychology, 20% knowledge. Okay, let's have a look at the sectors in the economy. Okay, so we're still a bit confused. We still don't know what it'll be, soft landing, hard landing, and it's sort of moving chairs like this picture represents. Technology says a soft landing, gold, commodities, energy, industrial say a hard landing, and it's in the price. So we still don't know yet. So what's going on in the markets? The Fed is forecasted making 3/4-point cuts by the end of 2024 to lower the benchmark rate to 4.6. With unemployment low and economic growth high, the Fed will take its time and make sure it's safe before cutting rates. So look, nothing is a given. First, it was going to be March, then it was going to be May. Now we've got a 50% possibility of rate cut in June, but that's still not written in ink. Bonds put in a bottom near 80 and have been rallying higher. Actually, they are higher today. The TLT, as I'm looking now, is up $1.31. Yields have been running higher, but are now, I think, they're turning over today as well. 10-year yields had a 16-year high near 5%. Tech has had a huge rally since November 23, and AI, of course, is its rocket propulsion. Government shutdown. We've got another date to think about, March the 8th. We're all paid up till then, but what happens on March the 8th, we don't know yet. All prices and commodities now trading as one unit, selling off on a slowing economy, and you know the China slowdown. The China has got very stagnant growth still. So we want to go long stocks and bonds on pullbacks. Commodities and industrials are a really great second half play for this year. Housing is even starting to make a comeback. It's 20% of the US economy. And of course, the end of rate hikes will equal a very strong market. And as soon as we get a rate cut, that will send the housing sector into a tailspin and rocket up. Global economy, Powell says higher for longer, and we have heard that for quite a long time yet. And the interpretation of higher for longer is we're still going to get high rates, but we don't know what the thing we don't know is when those rates will be cut and the scale of the cut. We don't know that yet. But reheating is still becoming an issue. We have a strong US economy and record low unemployment. So the Fed may delay interest rate cuts. US retail sales dive 0.8% in January. US industrial production comes in weak, down 0.1%. Some economic improvement in China, little green shoots maybe, but the property sector remains a problem. Inflation remains stubbornly high in many countries, and climate change is a global challenge. And the overall effect of climate change on economic growth will most likely be negative in the long run. Of course, as always, there will be winners and losers, but global warming will primarily influence economic growth through damage to property and infrastructure, lost productivity, mass migration, and security threats. I mean, the balance between winners and losers will also likely turn increasingly negative as temperatures rise. Of course, we have the war in Europe between Russia and Ukraine and the Middle East war there. So geopolitical tensions are still high. And we don't know if that will get worse or agreement between of a ceasefire will happen. And global growth is really still slowing. Stocks break out to a new all-time high. Some analysts are actually reviewing their year-end targets and saying 6,000 on the S&P 500. We have some people saying 5,700, some people saying 5,500 and even 5,300. So, I mean, they have certainly raised their targets for the end of this year. But big tech continues to dominate for now, although we have had a sell-off today. Rotation continues between tech and domestics. So we're expecting metals and commodities to rally within the next few months and the US dollar to start falling. And that could happen as early as April. So for a portfolio in the future, we need to incorporate AI. And that's just an absolute necessity because that's going to be the future. And all the companies are going to incorporate some measure of AI. So we need to look to Apple, Google, Amazon, Tesla, Nvidia, Salesforce, and Microsoft. And of course, the rule is to only buy on big dips. Commodities by Caterpillar and Freeport-McMoRan. Precious metals, gold and silver. Oh my goodness, gold has had, and silver has had a recent rally just in the last couple of days. And I've been telling everybody throughout the end of last year and early this year to keep buying as gold and silver were falling. So all the way down, I kept telling people to keep buying small parcels or keep buying leaps, out of the money leaps 1 year out. So we've got gold, SLV, wheat and precious metals, and SIL. Currencies, we want to sell US dollar rallies. So, and then we want to buy Australian dollar, the euro, the pound, the yen, and the New Zealand dollar. So real estate, buy residential real estate, but avoid commercial real estate. Bonds, buy TLT, calls, call spreads on dips, and leaps 1 year out or 2 years out. 90-day T-bills yield 5%. It's a great income play. And also HYG and JNJ. Great corporate yield there too. So this is the VIX, the volatility index. We're very, very low here. And actually, it could have spiked up a little bit on the fall we've had in the market today. So we could even get down before we make a final low to around 12, and then we could get quite a spike up. Okay, so if you want to protect your portfolio, what you do is you buy the SDS. And this is the SDS chart here. As you can see, it's very, very low. But this is what you buy when you want to take out insurance on your portfolio. And I mean, people take out insurance on their home, their car. Some people take out insurance on a trip they do, and they take out insurance on your health. So it's totally up to you whether you take out insurance, but I always think it's a great idea because you never know what's going to happen. This is the target on the S&P 500, my short-term target, 5,221. So I'm looking at quite a sizable correction within the next 8 weeks. So this is the S&P 500. We've got a very strong bullish structure here, but I think we're definitely due for a nice correction down to this 20 or even the 50 moving average to give the market a rest. Precious metals. Rising interest rates have kept gold and silver and all the metals sort of flatlining and almost asleep. But just recently, gold has broken through that 2020 resistance level and it's surged up. Gold needs interest rates to drop, and we're just waiting for the move up in and the move up in or the move down in sorry in interest rates, and to see gold really, really shine and in the next few years. So this year and at the end of this year and into next year, I think will be gold and silver and all the metal space, a space where it will definitely shine. The miners have been lagging gold performance, but they will definitely play catch up. And they have been yesterday and today as the gold price has shot up. A shortage in silver is developing and demand is up 16% in 2023. As I've said, gold in next year is headed for around 3,000. But of course, like any sector, like any will show volatility on its way to this target. So it won't be a straight line. Collapsing interest rates will be the story, we hope, for 2024. And this is, as I say, is the interpretation of markets by investors. Russia and China have been stockpiling gold to avoid international sanctions. So this is the daily gold chart. And this was a chart I just took out just a few days ago. So you can see that symmetrical triangle there. And 2020 was the resistance level it needed to break. So it's actually gold has broken out of this symmetrical triangle and is now in another bullish run on the upside. And this will continue for the next few weeks into months. And then it will level out once again, take a rest, and then it will just keep going up. This is the monthly chart. We had this resistance level here for gold. It has now broken out from this resistance level. So that's a very powerful bullish signal. And the next target here we've have is 2,437. So this is up here, way up here. This is the gold gold share, and we already would have moved up since I've taken this picture of this gold stock, and it's rallying well. So what I've been encouraging all my people to do is all on these down days, all here, here, to get in and buy just small parcels, and you know, leaps 1 year out. The same here with Barrick Gold, encouraging people to buy on dips, and this would have moved up to around here, heading up to these 20 moving average and the 50 moving average here. So as I said, I've been encouraging everyone to get into 1 year leaps and even buying small parcels on dips. So I always encourage people to buy the stock as well as the leap, but you know, it's up to it's in individual idea whether you want to do both or just one. Here's Wheaton Precious Metals. It's another great stock to own. As I've said, I encourage people to all these nice low figures here, entry points here, 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 and definitely here. I was almost screaming at everybody to buy here, buy packages here. Okay, this is silver, and it's had a really, really long messy range chart here, right back actually until March, April last year. So we will eventually break out of this range. But just as I said, I've been encouraging everyone just to buy on these dips when it's pullback. Bonds. The reheating of the US economy has cut the legs off bonds. Interest rate cuts are delayed. That is the big question mark. 90-day T-bills at 5.4% is very attractive, and it's a great income play there. So you can get a really good yield. As I said, the March the 8th is the date we need to look at. The US budget is only funded until this date. So are we going to have another shutdown? The falling interest rate, rising bond price trade has been delayed for 3 months, and even that's in question whether it's 3 months or it could be longer. Markets are discounting 3 rate cuts starting in May, and I really don't, I'm still questioning whether it'll be May and even June. So junk bond ETFs, JNK and HYG, are holding up really well, giving a 6.37% yield. And as I said, I've been encouraging everyone to buy on the dips, and that includes TLT, buy 90-day T-bills, and these are actually earning 5.31%. So to buy TLT and do leaps on the TLT plus buy 90-day T-bills will give you a really good reward. This is the TLT chart, and I think it's already moved today, and we're up about $1.32 at 95.41, so we're up around here today. So we've bounced quite a bit today, and you know, that's what I've been encouraging people to do. All the way down here, I was starting here. I was encouraging people to start to buy leaps to get this rally, and we're targeting actually 110, 120 going forward. Here's the yield. So we had this massive move up to here around 5%, and then we've had a 10-week retracement here, and this retracement back up again has been about 9 weeks. So I think we could start to go sideways around here and maybe start to now turn over and come back down, which we'll see the TLT rally. And this move will come down here, as I'll show you in the next chart. It's a bit clearer. So this is the 10-year bond chart. This is the daily. So we've had this move up to around here. And now what we want to do is turn over and come back down to these levels around here, 3.78, 3.25. And this will send the TLT up and stocks up as well. So stocks will keep rallying. This is the HYG, and as I said, it's got a great yield of 5.3%, providing great income. The NASDAQ, okay, the NASDAQ, it has had an amazing rally since last November, and these are my targets going forward for this year, 18,335, 18,666, and 18,757. So we've still got further to go. This is the NASDAQ Composite, showing this huge rally since beginning of November and October last year. And we've still got further to go. It's a very bullish structure, and we'll probably have some sort of pullback here and then turn around and keep going up. And that is the time to buy when we have these pullbacks. It's the NASDAQ, there's the QQQ, same structure here, very bullish. And this will continue to show a bullish structure maybe after a pullback around here. And even if we get a pullback to this 20 moving average, that would be a great buy. And you can see on the right here, the NASDAQ Composite, the history going back to 1971, and it's really just been a solid move up here. And then we had this great pullback here, and then we're just moving up again. And what's the jet propulsion for that move? It's all about AI technology. So okay, so let's have a look at some of the stocks in the NASDAQ. We've got Amazon. So it's had a huge earnings beat on it's in massive AI investment. It's paid huge dividends for Amazon, that investment. And we can just look forward to more bullish structure here. It's round about near 200, and I think it could get up to 400 by the end of the year. And its goal is actually to decarbonize its global delivery business. So it wants to go all electric. Microsoft, it's the big leader here, and it's a quality play. So they've been moving really big time into the cloud with their Azure service, moving to subscription services. As you know, the pandemic drove a huge rise in PC sales and gaming, and it will continue to be the leader in the quality space in the tech sector. I mean, it would probably be my favorite stock in the tech sector. So Apple has fallen. Actually, it's dragged down the NASDAQ today, and its services business has fallen short. And China sales have dropped 13%. So we need to be looking sort of down around here, but maybe this level will be a support level, and we need to be looking at buying small parcels down here on the pullback. Tesla's in a price war. And it's also been overtaken by the Chinese rival BYD as the world's biggest EV company. And it has also had a huge recall of vehicles to update some software and fix a defective system that's designed to ensure drivers are paying attention when using autopilot, because this is what we do when we have autopilot. We tend to just put it on and just pick up our phone and check emails or something while we're driving along. And this is really not the thing to do. We still need to pay attention. And sales growth is actually lower. So this all will bring Tesla down. And I mean, if I was looking for an entry point for Tesla, I'd be looking at the 150, the 120, 150 level. So that's where I'd be looking. Google has had a huge leap because of their AI tools. So it was a massive investment and it's paid off. Of course, it has a near monopoly with 92% of all searches. And we use it, of course, most of us use it for our travel bookings. And that incorporates 15% actually of the use of Google. So we targeted 150 by the end of last year, and you can see it went up to around, it's got to around 152 just at the beginning of this year. So we're about a couple of dollars out, but we're expecting now another move up to close to 300 for Google. Okay, Nvidia. Oh, what can you say about Nvidia? I mean, its earnings beat was incredible. The results were incredible. It's crossed a 2 trillion market cap for the first time. It's got a huge focus in AI, and it's definitely a stock to have in your portfolio if you can get a nice big dip and you're fast enough with your fingers on the trigger to buy. So that's what I would recommend. Any pullbacks that we're having in the next 8 weeks, if we get a pullback to the 20 here, or the 50 here, I would suggest you buy a small parcel or buy a 1 year leap. Okay, Berkshire Hathaway. Well, it's basically a one-stop barbell portfolio. It's got heavy weightings in the banks and industrials, and they're the largest outside owner of Apple. I would suggest that you wait till we get a pullback round to about the 20 moving average or just below here, and then buy a parcel of shares going forward. I mean, it's definitely a stock to have in your portfolio. Caterpillar is a play on infrastructure development and housing and agricultural investment. It's raised its dividend by 50% last year, and it's forecast to grow earnings and revenue by 0.4% for earnings and 2.3% per annum for revenue going forward. So it's a great long-term play. Energy and commodities. Slow Chinese growth still drags on the global oil market. Okay, energy and oil, as I said, are basically moving as one, and they're pulling down all other commodities. I mean, commodity space has almost gone to sleep. It's basically been moving sideways. But what we've seen, and gasoline prices are at a 20-year low, brought down by warm weather and rail problems impeding exports. But what we're going to see is a buy that's going to be setting up when the global economy reaccelerates on lower interest rates. And that's why I've been watching ExxonMobil and Occidental Petroleum. And I've actually been telling people to buy Exxon, as in small parcels, every time it falls down. And I've got people into 1 year leaps on Exxon as well. China's oil imports have fallen for six consecutive months, and it's the world's largest importer. So this is the US steel, and it's a play on the commodity boom going forward. This is Freeport-McMoRan. It's a play on the coming copper crisis. When you think that for every EV, you need 200 pounds of copper, and there's virtually no new supply coming on stream because nobody's invested in copper for a new copper production in about 10 years in buy territory. So there is a coming copper crisis. So this is the stock you need to play that crisis. So we've had sort of a range movement right back till March last year, but I foresee breaking out of this range this year and going into next year. So here's Cameco, CCJ. I would suggest to buy on dips. This is going to be a long-term play. The US is restarting plutonium production for the first time in 20 years and is a major buyer of uranium. So, I mean, if we get back to this moving average here, this is the 50, that would be a great entry point. So this is all the way down here. This is the 200. You can just see it here. So that's how far this stock has run up. Oil. This is the oil chart. It's been a great sideways movement. The target range for this year is between 70 and 100, and we actually could get to 100 by the end of this year. Geopolitical tensions are playing, are basically playing with oil, and output restrictions are also giving it a range trade, keeping a lid on it, basically. Here's Occidental Petroleum, the Oxy chart. Buffett's a huge buyer of Oxy, and you can see it's basically ranged right back to March last year. But I believe we'll start to, within the next couple of months, break out of this range. And the same with ExxonMobil. So right back to March, we've had basically a range, and I believe we can break out in this stock going forward. Natural gas capped by warm weather, way down here. It's definitely a no touch, and I think it's got lower lows ahead of it. Foreign currencies, the US dollar has rallied strongly as interest rates, of course, have been rising, and traders are questioning the scale of Federal Reserve rate cuts going forward. Geopolitical tensions have boosted demand also for the safe haven. And the higher for longer Fed policy statement has shifted perspective on the timing of rate cuts, you know, because May, June, I mean, everybody, all the media has been talking about which month will it start to happen. So, I mean, it's a 50% you know, judgment on even June now. So it could be even later than June. Large pay hikes will lead to a stronger Japanese yen, and already the yen today is sub 150, so that's interesting. The dollar rally could last a couple of months, and entry points are approaching to short the US dollar. So, you know, as I said, I can see maybe a turnaround in the US dollar in around April or so. And what we need to do is buy the euro, the Aussie, the yen, and the British pound. So people should actually be positioning themselves now. This is the Aussie dollar. So a major long-term bottom is in targeting parity. So it will go up to basically parity with the US dollar. And it's basically a call option on a global synchronized recovery. So being one-to-one with the US dollar will be great for those who love to travel. And this is what I've been telling people to do, just to buy small parcels here as it keeps falling. So you're averaging in to your positions. Japanese yen, the same here, forming a nice bottom here, almost a double bottom here, and will start to rise. The euro, a similar motion here, forming a nice bottom here with the 200 moving average. So that will, with the US dollar falling, that will push this currency up. British pound, same thing. We've had a huge sideways movement actually right back to November, October last year. So we will eventually break out of this to the upside. Real estate, as we know, there's extreme shortage of supply. Home mortgage rates have returned to 7% in the wake of the bond market's 4-point meltdown. S&P Case-Shiller falls in November for the first time in 9 months. New home sales recover on a falling interest rate push up to 8%. Sales increased year-on-year basis in December, and this tight supply and still strong demand have kept a lot of pressure on home prices, and I think this will still happen in the medium term. So, who wants to sell their home and give up a really low mortgage rate, like 2.75%? Nobody wants to do that and then start paying a high mortgage rate. Nobody wants to do it. So this tight supply will keep going for the medium term. Okay, so what is a black swan? Sometimes I'm asked this question. It's an unpredictable event that is beyond what is normally expected of a situation and has potentially severe consequences. So we could talk about 08 as a black swan. Some people had an idea it was out there, but it was unpredictable in the fact that nobody was prepared for it, really. And the pandemic, I mean, the market crashed in early 2020, and you could almost call that a black swan as well. So what does my life look like now? And what do I do? Well, I do a lot of traveling. I trade on my mobile on the move. I support subscribers with their trading, giving them advice to buy low and sell high. I earn a living from trading and passive investing, and I'm a lifelong learner. So I'm always love to learn new things and new skills. This is my son a few years ago in the fall at Lake Tahoe. You can still see the snow on the mountains, and it was just such a beautiful fall day. I had to take this photo. Here on the left, I'm hiking in Switzerland. In the middle, I'm at the Solomon Islands with my son, showing him how the other half of people live with no toilets. And on the right, I'm checking my trades on the phone beside the Thames at a lovely restaurant. Here I'm up in North Queensland, in Mackay, near the beach, where you don't go swimming unless you have a full body stinger suit because there are jellyfish, and you don't want to get stung by Irukandji jellyfish. And there are also crocodiles, so that's also something you've got to look out for. On the right here is the Gold Coast, where I just was a few days ago, these beautiful beaches. So what I'm going to ask you is, can you manage your money and to do all this trading without any direction at all? Are you going to still buy low and sell high? Over the next 10 years, the investment space will look incredibly different. Will you be able to confidently identify winners and losers? Will you be able to have access to the new stocks that are going to be actually 10 baggers or 100 baggers like Nvidia? Do you have access to all the latest updates, or would you like some help? So these are Warren Buffett's best investing tips. And the one I really like is here's the patience one. When you buy a stock, plan to hold it forever. That's what my mother was saying. You buy a stock, you hold it, and you only use what that stock gives you, only use the dividends. And the best moves are usually boring. So you just every month at a certain date or on a certain day, you just buy another parcel of shares. It doesn't matter what's happening in the market, whether it's going up, going sideways, or going down. This is what you should be doing. And this is what Buffett always has told people to do. So, do you want to look at the screen like this with a big red line through it and be throwing your hands in the air? And be a moody person to be around for the rest of the day? I don't think so. Oops, go back. Or would you like to gain financial independence like me? Quit your day job, learn to trade from anywhere, anytime, and supplement your retirement income. And this is my son running along the beach in Dubai. Okay, so the naked truth is that 1% of all traders can profit net of fees, and 40% trade for only a month. So I'm just going to read a couple of these quotes here because they're very interesting and you need to digest these. The stock market is a device for transferring money from the impatient to the patient. The markets are unforgiving and emotional trading always results in losses. And what you need to know is the market doesn't care about you. It doesn't know you exist. What you can only control is your behavior. So let a pro guide you through this maze. Let me teach you when to sell and when to buy. This is the annualized compound return of the stock market's returns over the past 90 years. Okay, down the bottom, you can see the positive years of here in green. And then on the left, you can see the negative returns here. So our average annual return from the stock market gives you 12% plus. And a median annual return of over 14%. And I would say that is a pretty good return to have in your kitty. So S&P 500 could rally to 14,000 by 2034. There have been only two secular bull markets since 1929, and both have generated returns of 2,300%. If the current cycle generates a similar rally of plus 2,000%, the S&P could move towards 14,000 by 2034. And this is what we expect the current 16 to 18 year secular bull cycle peak. So here is where we can see it moves in 17 to 18 year bull cycles. And here, as you can see, the first secular bull market here, which started in 1929. And here's the next bull market cycle here, over here. And it finished around the end of near 2000. So, and here we have the next bull market, secular bull market starting. And what will propel this to 14,000? What do you think it will propel it? I'll give you one guess. Technology with AI behind it will be the supercharger, and it will impact all sectors: health, finance, transport, agriculture, housing, retail, everything. And that is how we will get to that 14,000. I mean, it's certainly not an impossibility. It's like we're going through another industrial revolution, but this time it's in technology and AI. So we'll have, these sort of things happening within the next 10, 20 years: flying vehicles, biotech, quantum internet, space mining, teleportation, anti-aging drugs. I mean, all these things will be happening in the next few years. And I mean, people say that AI will create unemployment and people will lose their jobs. I mean, I'm arguing for the opposite because of the new companies, the new technologies, the new equipment that will be available, the new skills that will be needed to be trained to use the technology. I mean, we will need more and more and more and more skilled people and to learn these skills to operate this technology. So how do you benefit? You get up-to-date information on the market, the economy, and geopolitical events, three newsletters a week. I explain John Thomas's approach to the markets, his philosophy, how he approaches the market, and identify key details in John's trading. I teach you all about market terminology, but I teach you about it as we go. I don't give you a full lesson and give you all the terminology in one hit because you'd never remember it in one hit. John holds a webinar once every fortnight, and what I do is I summarize the main points and send it out in a post once a fortnight. And this is what it looks like. So I give the heading of the webinar, I give all the trade alert performance, any trades that are happening, and all his summary of each sector. I also offer trade ideas, as I've been telling you throughout this presentation. I give you tell you when to buy the stock. I offer bull call spreads, and I offer leaps. And we've had great success last year in McDonald's, DigitalOcean, and Palo Alto Networks, also in Arista Networks, Google, Visa, Johnson & Johnson, Amazon, and Snowflakes. We had huge success in those stocks. But I don't give exactly The buy price that you should take it, because the one complaint I'm always hearing about is we never get the same buy price as John. So what I'm giving you is the idea. I'm giving you the idea of to buy this stock at this leap, and I give you different leap levels to buy at and different strike prices to think about, whether you want to buy at the money or out of the money or just buy the stock. Because I find that people never get the buy price that John gets. I hold a Zoom monthly meeting once a month to bring subscribers together. They can connect and the community can come together. They can ask questions. And I've just held one actually on Sunday and I send out the recording. So success in trading starts with discipline, and I cannot stress that enough. And a trading philosophy is actually something that can't be transferred from one person to another. It's something that you have to acquire yourself through time and effort. So some people will follow the trades I give out and follow the suggestions I give out. Some people want to trade one sector, like bonds. Some people want to just trade one stock, like Tesla or TLT. So it's totally up to you how you approach the markets. But I can say that you definitely need intuition, focus, definitely patience, and definitely discipline. This is, as I said, I travel around the world, and these are two subscribers I caught up with, a lovely lady on the left in New York and another lovely subscriber on the right in London. So I hold social events twice a year as well in different parts of the world. In Melbourne, I had a luncheon in this beautiful restaurant, French restaurant here, and enjoyed catching up with a few subscribers here. So are you going to grab this opportunity today and change your life? I mean, you've got to make a choice, take a chance to change. If you want anything to change, you have to take a step. Otherwise, you'll remain in the same spot. So this is a testimonial from a subscriber on the Gold Coast, and he's actually an accountant, and this is what he said. I've known Jackie Munro for a period of over 7 years since I first met her at a Sydney luncheon with John Thomas. At the time, she became known as the John Thomas Mad Hedge Fund Trader contact person in Australia. She was very helpful in assisting me access to the various trading platforms that John Thomas uses to trade his text alerts. I joined Jackie's post from day one and attended many of her Zoom conference calls. I found Jackie to have an excellent knowledge of all financial markets and has a friendly, plain-speaking way of explaining the various market opportunities. She talks from experience and will educate you how to shut out the noise and focus on the opportunity at hand. Jackie has guided me through many successful trades, and now I'm forever grateful and hope that one day I may well emulate her financial success journey. I can highly recommend her to any investor, whether experienced or just out. Thank you, John, for that. So what you will receive with Jackie's post is three newsletters a week, a summary of John's webinar presentation sent out once per fortnight, ideas for trades will be shared when the risk reward is in your favor, monthly Zooms to share ideas, experiences, and ask questions, and twice yearly social events in different parts of the world. So your price today is $397 for 6 months, and it's usually $597 for 6 months in the shop, in the store, on John's site. Plus, you'll get a free special AI report and a free trade alert offered on the thank you page after purchase. So what I want you to do is click on the link in the chat box on the right. So $397 for 6 months. Click on the link, change your life, and join our community. We have a great group of people. Learn about the markets, learn how to make money, buy low and sell high, and boost your income. Okay, I'm just going to have a look at some questions up here. Let me see. Okay, thanks. Learned a lot. Yes, ticker symbol. Yes, I give, we trade all the sectors and I give the ticker symbols when we trade. So David, over to you. Can't see any other questions.